the reality is that we have got a public health system which is in chaos. And I know in our own constituency, Minister, we know the situation in Sligo University Hospital. And, you know, a large number of the consultants and senior consultants at the hospital have been writing to the Minister for Health around the situation there because of the huge problems there is in the hospital, because the people that are on waiting lists, that can't get beds, the chronic overcrowding we have in accident and emergency, and the huge problems that are there. And all the time we are told that it's down to having, you know, more facilities, more beds and more staffing. But we've been promised that for years and years and years. And I know, Minister, yourself and my other constituency colleagues are all on the same page when it comes to delivering for the people in our constituency. But the government and your party have been in government since 2011. And what have we seen that has been delivered in that particular hospital? Very, very little. Because more and more people are still on longer and longer waiting lists all the time. And that comes to the very reason why people then turn around and head for private insurance. One man said to me recently, you know, that you pay taxes all your life and then when you run into a health problem, you have to get out the chequebook and write a cheque again. That should not be the kind of society we have. We must be better than that and need to be better than that. Another point I want to make, Minister, in regard to private health insurance is in regard to mental health. For many people who have an episode at some stage in their lives of mental health difficulties, they find it very, very difficult then to get private health insurance. And that's something I think that needs to be examined and looked at very, very closely. Our system, which people pay into all their lives, from the very first time a person purchases anything in this country, they pay VAT and pay taxes on it. It's not just those who are in employment who are paying very high taxes. Everyone is paying taxes all of the time, and it all goes into the same pool. And it should be there for to help everybody, particularly those who are in need of health services